From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A proposal to create legal spaces in California for intravenous drug users to shoot up has fallen two votes short in the state Senate. Julia Mietrich reports from Sacramento.
Under the measure, a handful of California counties and their cities could choose to pilot supervised injection centers. Those centers would be staffed by healthcare professionals and provide clean needles and treatment referrals. Republican Senator Jeff Stone said the centers could become magnets for social problems linked with illegal drug use.
And I'll be honest with you, in my wildest dreams, I would never thought I would be standing on the floor of the Senate condoning people having a safe zone to shoot heroin.
Democratic Senator Scott Wiener declared that society was failing at getting people off drugs. So, he said, why not give specific counties the option of trying a model that's been used to combat drug addiction in Australia?
Where we've seen people actually get off of drugs and a high success rate in getting people into treatment and breaking addiction because people have access to services.
The measure could still be brought back for one more try before the legislature adjourns at the end of the week. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mietrich.
California lawmakers are once again trying to expand job-protected family leave to new mothers and fathers who work in small businesses. Current law only allows up to 12 weeks off for workers at companies with 50 or more employees. Democratic Assemblywoman Laura Friedman is backing a bill that expands the program to companies with at least 20 employees.
Imagine a woman who's taking care of a child who's the primary caregiver and now has to make the decision about keeping a child healthy, nurturing that child the way the child deserves, and being fired from her job.
The California Chamber of Commerce calls the bill a job killer because it would increase costs and burdens for small businesses, and Governor Jerry Brown expressed similar concerns as he vetoed two previous efforts. The governor's office says it's working with the bill's author this time around. The bill passed the assembly Tuesday and faces a final vote in the Senate later this week before it reaches the desk of Governor Brown. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.